What's thought to be the world's largest scale model of the solar system is under construction in northern Maine. When it's completed sometime next spring, the model will stretch for 40 miles along U.S. Route 1 in Aroostook County. Maine Public Radio's Matthew Algio recently visited the planetary work in progress, and he has this report.
In a garage on the campus of the University of Maine in Presque Isle, Kevin McCartney is putting the finishing touches on a giant model of the planet Saturn. McCartney is a geology professor at the university and the driving force behind the scale model of the solar system now under construction in Aroostook County, Maine. When it's completed, the model will be the largest of its kind. At a scale of 93 million to 1, McCartney says it will not only show the relative distances between the Sun and the planets, it will also show their relative size.
We're doing the distances and the diameters at the same scale, which is a bit unusual. Most solar system models or illustrations have the distances at one scale and the diameters at another scale because the distances are so large in comparison to the size of the planets. But we have them all on one scale.
For example, the smallest and most distant planet, Pluto, is about the size of a golf ball and will be located 40 miles from the Sun in Presque Isle. Saturn is more than 10 feet across, including the rings, and will be placed nearly 10 miles from the Sun. The planets are being constructed of fiberglass and steel. McCartney says they have to be built tough to withstand the harsh winters of northern Maine.
These are not made out of paper mache. The components need to withstand the winter. They need to withstand our worst storm conditions, the worst weight of snow that might be on these things. It's one of the reasons why the planets are very substantially built. Winter conditions here are harsh, and we've tried to build the system accordingly.
Along the way, McCartney has had to make some practical adjustments to the model. Built to scale, the Sun would be so big that it would fill a five-story building. So instead, it's represented by a wooden arc that runs up the stairwell in one of the buildings on campus. All the planets, though, are represented in three dimensions. And while the four most distant planets are still under construction, the five inner planets are already in place. Recently, I accompanied Kevin McCartney for a quick tour of the unfolding solar system. Beginning at the university, we headed south on Route 1, moving away from the Sun.
If we were to proceed at the speed of light, going as we tour the solar system, we would be driving at 7 miles an hour. That would be the scale speed of light for the solar system model. But we are actually violating laws of physics right now as we are traveling faster than the speed of light.
The first stop on our trip is Mercury, which is just 0.4 of a mile down Route 1. Mercury looks like a small gray tangerine and sits atop an 11-foot pole. Just another 0.3 of a mile down the road is Venus, which sits on a pole outside the Budget Traveler Motel.
And we are now moving towards the Earth. When we reach the Earth, we will be an astronomical unit away from the Sun, or 1 mile from the Earth, according to the scale of this model. The Earth is at Percy's Auto Sales, here on our left, just beyond the sign. You can see it from here.
We pull into Percy's to get a closer look at the Earth, a blue and green ball about as big as a baseball. Scott Norton is the general manager at Percy's, the Chrysler dealer in Presque Isle. Norton says he's glad Percy's got the best planet in the solar system.
I consider myself lucky. In fact, I thought, you know, how can I incorporate this into my business somehow? And this is, yeah, down-to-earth prices or whatever we wanted to use. It was. We did get lucky, I think, that we were going to be Earth, I thought.
Kevin, you want the red spot pointing in this direction?
Pointing that way.
Towards the road?
Okay. Coming in from the south and see it.
Okay.
Kevin McCartney has organized a small army of volunteers to build the model, and they were out in force recently as Jupiter was put in place in a field just off Route 1, 5.2 miles from the Sun.
Oh, it was close.
Yeah!
It was no easy feat. Jupiter is 5 feet in diameter and weighs about half a ton. It took a flatbed truck and a small crane to do the job. Trevor Folsom studies environmental science at the university in Presque Isle, and he's one of McCartney's volunteers.
I think it's incredible, the community support. I mean, this is $0 that you see here. That's pretty amazing. Anytime a community can come together for free. You know, we've got a job site going here, and it's cost nothing.
While Kevin McCartney says the ultimate goal of the project is educational, Jim Brown, the director of economic development in Presque Isle, hopes it has another effect. He says it could boost the county's economy by attracting tourists.
It's an interesting project, and I think that by itself, the fact that it's one of the largest, if not the largest in the world, you know, there's a certain drawing value to that that I think we can capitalize on.
According to the scale being used to build the model in Aroostook County, the nearest star outside the solar system, Alpha Centauri, would be located on the moon, the real moon, that is, 250,000 miles from Presque Isle. And Kevin McCartney says he just might ask NASA for some help in putting it there. For Living on Earth, I'm Matthew Algio in Presque Isle, Maine.